Hachette Audio presents Smokescreen, written by Iris Johansson, read by Elizabeth Rogers. Prologue. Headlights. Jill Cassidy's fingers stabbed into the mud as she saw the light spearing the darkness on the road ahead. The vehicle was going slowly, but they'd never see her on this side path. She had to get to the main road, but she had no shoes, and every muscle was aching, throbbing. She'd tried to get to her feet and walk as soon as she'd heard those bastards leave, but she was too weak. She had only managed to crawl slowly, painfully, through the jungle. She could do this, she told herself desperately, as she forced herself to propel her body through the mud on the path. The pain wasn't as bad as it had been when they'd first left her. Ignore it. Think about the story. Always think about the story. It wasn't the pain. It was the shock that was causing her to shake and feel so weak. The shock, and this gentle, warm, tropical rain that had started to fall just as she'd finally managed to pull herself together and force herself to move. Strange that warm rain could make her feel this cold. So gentle, she thought dazedly. Why on earth had that word occurred to her when there seemed to be no gentleness left in her world? The headlights drew closer. She had to get to the road before the car passed her. She tried to move faster. It was a jeep, she realized. The motor was so loud. Would they hear her if she called out? She had to catch their attention. She made a last effort and rolled out onto the road.
Jill! The jeep screeched to a halt. Damn it to hell!
Novak, Jill realized. It was Jed Novak. And he was angry. That was okay. Let him be angry. All that mattered was that he had come, and nothing else could happen to her as long as he was here. He jumped out of the jeep.
Jill, he was striding toward her. I almost ran over you.
You wouldn't do that. Spoil your image. CIA to the rescue.
Shut up.
Then he was kneeling beside her, the rain beating off the brim of his hat as he looked down at her.
Just look at you, Jill,
he said hoarsely as he wrapped his jacket around her.
I told you to be careful. What happened?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?